back here on Downtown, and we're joined to the G&M Family Market phone line by a very special guest. It's actor Michael Dorn, who plays Rick in the movie Ted 2, and you may also know him as Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
First off, Ted 2 available on DVD, Blu-ray, via digital download tomorrow, December 15th. That's pretty exciting news. What was it like being part of the cast for the film and playing a unique role as Rick alongside of the very talented Patrick Warburton?
Well, I've always been a fan of Patrick, which is great. I mean, and he's extremely funny. I mean, he really is, like, you know, and some people, you know, are kind of funny on film and not so funny in person, but he's both. I mean, he's really, and a good guy. I liked him a lot. And also working with Seth was great because, you know, you never know how people are going to be as directors and, you know, running movies. And he was like one of the guys, which is great. I mean, he was funny. He allowed you to create, you know, or he allowed you not to go so far as, you know, like he says, don't do that again, you know, and you go, okay, I won't do that. Cause you trust him because he is a smart guy. You know, he knows the genre very well. So that was fantastic. But the best part was the role was fantastic. Just because we played characters that you don't see in movies and television, which are, I mean, you see a lot of, you know, gay couples, which is, you know, what's happening and it's great, but you don't see gay couples that are just as horrible as we are. You know? I mean, we are just abusive to other people, you know, and mean and, you know, and it was funny. I thought that was the funniest part.
Seth MacFarlane, of course, a very self-proclaimed Star Trek fan, and that's where you made a lot of your fame as Worf on The Next Generation. And what character, what has that character meant to you in your career as a whole, and also dealing with such a rabid fan base?
Well, it was the best 11 years of my life. I mean, I had a fantastic time. I mean, the people, the role was great, and I think I'm proud of it because he wasn't one of the leads, as they say, when it started. I mean, he was there, and I had the role was going to be part of the show. But I don't think anybody realized, you know, how or thought it was going to turn out the way it did. And also, I mean, I was able to fly. I'm an avid pilot, and I love, you know, military airplanes, and that turned into a part of it that was just fantastic to be able to fly with a lot of the military and fly, you know, radical stuff, you know, go on aircraft carriers and F-18s and E-1 bombers and things like that, which is great. But the best part out of all of it is the people from Next Generation and Deep Space Nine are still my dear, dear friends, and we still are together, you know, and we still love each other, and those things last, you know, are the more tangible things that are, that you got from it, that I got from it.
We're talking with Michael Dorn here on Downtown. Ted 2 is available tomorrow, December 15th, on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download. And going back on the Worf character here, Michael, I know you were trying to do a sort of spin-off series or something in a similar vein after the announcement of the next Star Trek coming out on TV. How is that movement going for you?
Well, actually, we've been doing the trying to pitch it for the last 2 years, just trying to get a package together, and we did. We're very close, but they announced that they were doing the their own version, and it's going to be in the J.J. Abrams universe. So that kind of like put the kibosh on our show. That's where it is right now. We consider it kind of not dead, but kind of in a coma. But it may revive, you know. He may just wake up one day and go, oh, you know. But as it is right now, we think it's going to be, we think it's over.
Well, along with your acting roles in front of the camera, you also have done extensive voice acting, StarCraft and Fallout video games, cartoons like Family Guy with your relationship with Seth MacFarlane, also Ah, Real Monsters, which I grew up and absolutely loved. Do you enjoy doing voiceovers more than acting in front of the camera sometimes? And are there some difficult things involved with doing that compared to being able to utilize different expressions?
You know, that's the easiest part of the business because, you know, it's not difficult for me to do voices or to take direction or to, you know, I mean, usually I just say, okay, what do you want me to do? And they say, okay, do it like this. And I go, okay. And it's very, you know, it's always been very easy for me. I mean, just going back to the Next Generation, when I started, if you watch the first couple of episodes, my voice sounds like my regular voice. And Gene said, okay, we got to change it. And so I went away for a day, came back the next day, and I have 3-4 voices that I went to Gene and said, what about this? And so we came up with the Worf voice, which is nothing like mine. So it's very easy. And, you know, you don't have to dress up. There's no makeup. You come in T-shirt and jeans if you like. You do your job, and they're very efficient on these shows, and you're done, and you take off. So it's really easy. But I love being in front of the camera, and my first love really is directing. So those are the things that I enjoy.
Anything coming out soon that you're directing?
No. Actually, we're hoping that I have 3 or 4 projects that I'm going to be pitching, which are, you know, one I'd like to act in, and the other is other two are directing. One is the Maria Callas biopic with Marina starring in the lead, which I wrote, and I want to direct that. And another is a TV show, a flying TV show, which I'd like to direct also. I'd like to be in it, but, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So, but these are all things that take time. But, you know, the funny thing about this business and the reason I love the business so much is that you never know. I mean, I could say, oh, you know, I'm going to direct now. And then they say, well, Michael, would you like to act for another 5 years? And you go, okay, yeah, that's fine. You know, so you never know in this business.
Ted 2 is available on DVD, Blu-ray, and via digital download starting tomorrow, December 15th. Michael Dorn plays Rick in the movie, and you don't want to miss it, or the work of Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane, Amanda Siegfried, and many others. Michael, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and best of luck with your career.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.